Friday, May 11th, 2018. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly. I am coming to you from the Mile High City. I'm right here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday. We do talk sports with what is hopefully a dose of common sense, maybe a little sarcasm. We are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Friday to you. We have made it through another work week. Kind of feels good, doesn't it? Hopefully, you were actually productive at your job this week, and you can leave at the end of the day knowing that you did your best, and that when you come back on Monday, because you worked so hard this week, it won't be quite as painful for you. Or, I mean, maybe you're like me, and maybe you sneak out a little early today, and maybe you just try not to think about that mountain of work that you are going to have on Monday. Hey, it might sound crazy, but what if, like just what if the building blows up tomorrow or on Sunday and I had done all of that work needlessly? See, we're just always thinking ahead. Not going to waste all that time doing all that work. I mean, why work today when I can put off things for tomorrow, right? Isn't that kind of the way we do things? It's the way I'm doing things. I'll promise you that. I'm not getting much done on this Friday. Hey, if you'd like to contact us, let us know what you're maybe planning this weekend, or if you're actually going to work hard today on this Friday, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or you can go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Doesn't have to be work-related. Maybe you got a question. Maybe you've got a comment. Maybe you have a great idea for a Daily Dose top five list. We're never going to know it if you don't bring it. So bring it. Let's hear what it is that you have to say. Hey, today on the show, we do have a number of things coming out in the world of breaking news. Plus, we will have our weekend sports preview and just what might be out there for us to watch over the next 2 days. And as we do every single Friday, we will have our Daily Dose Top 5, a staple of the show since we first started the Daily Dose. What was that, 4 years ago? It's been a while now. You never know which way the Daily Dose Top 5 is going to go. Just kind of hold on for dear life and see where it takes us. Few stories coming out in the world of breaking news that I thought were interesting that we do need to touch on. First off, footwear company Skechers has sued Adidas yesterday in federal court. They are claiming that Adidas created false advertising and unfair competition by funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in secret payments to high school and college basketball players and their families to wear Adidas products. The federal lawsuit was filed in district court yesterday in Los Angeles, and they say that illicit payments made by Adidas and their employees effectively blocked Skechers and other companies from competing on a level field for young NBA-level endorsers. They say that Skechers is seeking recovery of Adidas's ill-gotten profits and damages for lost sales. Now, I'm not sure how much money you can actually go get from Adidas. Because, like, how do you prove how much money they were giving? The FBI is trying to do that now. I'm not sure that Skechers can really go get any damages and say, well, here's how much money this is worth. We'll see if anything comes of this. But it is interesting. As we look at the whole college basketball scandal, it is interesting to see that Skechers now is going to come out and sue Adidas. A little bit of interesting news also. In a related story, apparently Nike is going to sue Under Armour, claiming that they cater their sales to the medical field exclusively by marketing Steph Curry's Nurse Shoe 3000. I don't think that's accurate. Is that really a thing? I'm not sure I'm going to believe that Nike story. That might be a little bit of fake news. A little bit of news coming out in the NFL. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. You'll remember he's going to be entering his first year as a starter after the team traded Alex Smith to Washington this offseason. And, you know, the second year quarterback, he thinks that he and running back Kareem Hunt can form the foundation of an excellent team for many years to come. Kareem Hunt and I talk about building something together here, he said on Thursday. Seeing his success as a rookie, seeing how hard he works, I'm excited to build a future with the Chiefs. With the young nucleus that we have, I feel that we can have a great dynasty going forward. Dynasty? Really? Second year in, dynasty, huh? Mahomes apparently went on to say that he feels like if playing the Denver Broncos after they had quit last season is any reflection of the rest of the teams he's going to face this upcoming year, the NFL had better look out because he totally beat the Broncos last season. Granted, it was in a really close game while facing Paxton Lynch, but I mean, if that isn't a true test of NFL competition, what the heck is what I'd have to ask. Now, I know a lot of times prior to the NFL draft, we will see some quarterback wonderlick scores leak out. Did we get Patrick Mahomes? If we did, I don't know what it was. But I'm starting to get worried when you're starting to talk about dynasties already. Second year in? Okay, we'll see about that. Also, we do have just a little bit of breaking soccer news. What? I know, that's kind of a rarity here on the Daily Dose, but we do have a little bit of soccer news. It appears that Everton's Wayne Rooney will be joining DC United for what will amount to about $16 million after agreeing to a deal in principle with the Major League Soccer side, according to multiple reports. The BBC is saying that Rooney's representatives have been in the United States to discuss the details of the move and that he is going to be leaving the English Premier League and coming to America. Sky Sports says that this move has been in the works for as long as 7 weeks. Here is the question I guess I have. Is Washington big enough for Donald Trump and Wayne Rooney? I mean, DC is not a huge place, people. You have two very big personalities there. You have two interesting hairdos there. And I'm not sure, in all honesty, if any of the hair on either of those two guys is real. I have no idea. It doesn't seem like it is. Now, I will say this. Washington soccer fans, I don't know if that's a thing, but Washington soccer fans, if that is a thing, they might think they're getting the Wayne Rooney. You know, sort of like when the Redskins signed the Brad Johnson or the Donovan McNabb. Here's what I'm saying. He might not be the player that he used to be. You know, like when the Baltimore Ravens gave Joe Flacco that big deal. Like, you're paying a lot. You might not be getting exactly what you think you're getting in return. Hey, we've seen it before. We have seen some interesting contracts in Washington or in that, you know, surrounding area. Buyer beware is what I am saying to you. You might not be getting exactly the player that you think you are. Hey, coming back, we are going to be previewing what is actually still a pretty good weekend in sports. Yes, it's not as big as maybe the last few weeks have been, but there is still going to be plenty for you to watch. Plus, we do still have to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. We are going to be getting to all of that right after this.
Hello, I see you're interested in the Corsa with
mobile connectivity.
Exactly.
And advanced European engineering for a fun dynamic drive.
All for just £149 initial rental, then £149 a month.
Really?
Search Corsa Energy. Vauxhall. British brand since 1903.
Personal contract hire offer on Corsa 3-door energy 1.4 75 PS in metallic paint. Initial rental £149 plus 47 months at £149. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 9 pence per mile. Subject to availability and status. You will not own the car. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2018. Vauxhall Finance Leasing.
You know, we do this every week. We take a look at some of the upcoming events over the weekend because you do have a lot to do. And maybe you're sitting here and you're listening on Friday and you're going, okay, I'm not exactly sure what's going to be on this weekend. And it's always kind of awful when you find out like Sunday afternoon, oh, that was on yesterday and I totally missed that. Or that was on Friday night. Man, Friday night I went out to a happy hour. I've totally forgot sports were even on. So we kind of just try to help you keep in mind what's going to be on over the weekend so that you know the best things to tune in for. Sometimes you've got a lot of things going over your weekend, and sometimes you just need that little reminder. Oh yeah, I do want to kind of set some time aside because I remember that one game is going to be on at that certain time. I'm going to try to watch that. Now, of course, we don't just preview the games. We do pick the games. I don't know how we're doing in our picks. For the record, though, we don't pick the easy games. We pick the games that are actually worth watching. It's not easy. It's kind of tough to do that. It's kind of tough to beat Vegas, right? That's why Vegas gets new casinos built every single year. It is hard to make picks. Last week, we went 5-6. So I've got to step up and improve a little bit this week. Let's see how we do this week. Remember, all times given are Mountain Time Zone because that's where I'm at. So adjust accordingly if you need to. We do have a few things to watch actually tonight. Starting at 3 p.m. this afternoon, we have a Major League Baseball series. It's not great, but these are two teams that are trying to hang in there. The San Francisco Giants go to Pittsburgh to face the Pirates in a three-game series that begins today. The Giants, hey, they found a little bit of offense lately, but they need to see, can that pitching hold up? Because it looks like it might be starting to wear down just a little. The Giants are currently sitting in third in the NL West, just a little above 500. They can't slide much further. They're going to be in trouble. Meanwhile, the Pirates, they are just a half game out of first place in the NL Central behind St. Louis. Hey, they are finding right now some ways to generate scoring. I'll go ahead. I'll pick the home team Pirates to win this three-game series, but not a bad series starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. At 5 o'clock, we've got another Major League Baseball series to keep an eye on this weekend, and it's a little bit better. We've got the Boston Red Sox versus the Toronto Blue Jays in another three-game series. The Red Sox are in a dogfight with the New York Yankees in the American League East. Again, they can't afford to slip very much. Yankees seem like they are getting hotter and hotter. You don't want to slide very far. You don't want to be behind them. Keep them in striking distance. Meanwhile, the Toronto Blue Jays are six games back. They're just trying to hang in that race. Like, they're just trying to hold on. So this could be a very, very interesting series. Toronto, Boston. I'll take Boston on the road to win the best out of three, but this is a decent series over in the American League. At 6 p.m. tonight, we have game one of the Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Finals. They're going to get started. And you know, this has a chance to be a very entertaining series because I'm not sure there were that many of us that expected the Washington Capitals to be facing the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think everyone pretty much thought this is probably going to be Boston versus Pittsburgh. Or maybe, you know, Tampa versus Pittsburgh, something like that. No, the Washington Capitals actually came through. They beat the Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins. And then on the other side, you have Tampa, not as big of an upset beating Boston, but they closed out Boston and made it look pretty easy. This should be a pretty fun series. You've got Tampa's high-powered offense versus Braden Holtby, who is playing very well in goal for Washington. I will take Tampa because it goes against everything that I believe in to pick Washington in a big game. But we'll see. Should be an entertaining series. That's at 6. At 7:40 tonight, we have what might be the most entertaining, possibly, series in Major League Baseball this weekend. We will have the Washington Nationals facing the Arizona Diamondbacks in a four-game series. It actually started last night. But the Nationals are sitting in third place in the National League East. I don't know if anyone expected that. They're sitting behind, get this, Atlanta and Philadelphia. Because Washington just isn't showing much consistency day in, day out. And you know they've got to start getting that turned around. Washington's kind of used to just coasting to that division win. They've done it the last few years. It's a little interesting to see them struggle a little bit right now. Meanwhile, Arizona looks like they might be, maybe, the big dog in the National League. I like the Diamondbacks pitching. I think they can keep Washington's bats pretty cool. I'll take Arizona to win this four-game series, but could be a push because they could split this. But that starts at 7:40 tonight. Moving on to Saturday. You know, Saturday, we usually have this on Sunday. Saturday, we actually have NASCAR racing this week as Kyle Busch will try to maintain his points lead in the Monster Energy NASCAR standings this weekend. They will be at Kansas Speedway in Kansas City. That's a mile and a half oval. Might be decent racing. You know, Kevin Harvick has been fast in practice. So I guess we'll see. I don't know who wins Demolition Derby this week. That is Saturday at noon. Now, at 6 p.m., I have something that I am telling you you're going to want to tune in for. I know that I do talk some boxing here on the podcast. I'm an idiot. I know. I should be over boxing. I shouldn't be watching boxing anymore. It is a filthy, disgusting sport, and I really have to wean myself off of it. I know. But maybe you listen to the show, and you're like, hey, I'd like to see some of the fights that you talk about sometimes, but maybe you don't have HBO. Maybe you don't have Showtime, whatever. So you can't watch some of the fights that we preview here on The Dose. Well, on Saturday, we have a pretty decent fight for you, and it's going to be on ESPN starting at 6 p.m. Vasily Lomachenko, one of the brightest young stars in all of boxing, he will be fighting Jorge Linares in a 12-round fight for Linares' WBA lightweight title. Hey, Linares is an experienced champion. He's got a 44-3 record, so he is experienced, but he has not fought anyone as talented as Vasily Lomachenko. Linares needs this fight to prove that he is a great fighter, not just a good fighter. When you look at Linares, you will see him and you go, no, he's a good fighter. He has all the tools, but he's just never proven it against a big time opponent that makes you say Jorge Linares is a great fighter. Here is one of his chances to do that, because Lomachenko is one of the most talented fighters pound for pound in boxing today. He is slick. He is polished. He is smart, but he's just 10-1. And he does have that one loss from when he first turned pro and he fought a more experienced fighter, and it cost him. He took that loss. Now, you can see Lomachenko learned from that loss. He's gotten much, much better as a fighter since then. But on Saturday, 6 p.m. on ESPN, this should be an excellent matchup. As good of a fight as we might see for a while, because these are two very, very good fighters. One's got a ton of experience. The other's probably more talented, but not quite as much experience as the veteran has. I am going to take Lomachenko to win this. I think this is going to be a very, very close fight, but one you might want to pencil in for sure. Moving forward to Sunday, you know, Sunday, it's a little slow. I'm not going to lie. Because there's just not quite as many games as there has been. You know, lately, we've had a ton of NBA games. We've had a number of NHL games. Not going to be quite as busy this Sunday, but there are still a few things that you're going to want to tune in for. There is some baseball. We talked about some of those 3 and 4 game series that you might want to watch in Major League Baseball, but there is even some college baseball. At 11 a.m., we have some NCAA baseball. Nothing like the metallic ping of the college baseball bat, right? We've got an SEC matchup at 11 a.m. with number 15 Georgia facing the number 1 baseball team in the country, the Florida Gators. You know, I might watch this because, like I said, we're now reaching a time when there just isn't much else on. It's no cocktail party. It's not football, but Florida versus Georgia. It's an SEC battle. You know, these two schools don't like each other. I will take Florida because I don't know. They're number 1 and they're playing at home. So I guess I'll take Florida. NCAA baseball on Sunday at 11 a.m. Not the worst thing in the world. At 12:15 p.m. on Sunday, you know, you might not realize this, but the NCAA National Lacrosse Tournament is now underway. If you're dying, like you need something to watch on Sunday, you might want to tune in and watch a little of the national tournament. No, it's not March Madness. No, it's not quite the excitement of that. And usually, not always, but usually in lacrosse, you don't see as many upsets. But you know, I've kind of started to watch a little lacrosse in the last few seasons. When it gets to this time of year and there's not much else on, it's a pretty entertaining sport. More scoring than soccer, more scoring than, say, hockey. There's still that outdoor element to it. There's still some big hits involved with it. I don't understand all of it completely, but it's not bad. The NCAA Lacrosse National Tournament will be on all weekend, but at 12:15 on Sunday, you can tune in. You can see the University of Denver versus number 7 Notre Dame. Now, is this going to be a tight competitive game? I have no idea. We know Notre Dame's always right there. We know that in the past few seasons, the Denver Pioneers have been pretty solid. So I'm going to guess this might be a decent game. I'm actually going to pick Notre Dame here. I know that might surprise you. I'm going to take Notre Dame to win this. Do me a favor, though. Don't tell Larry from Centennial. We know he's a big DU guy. Don't say anything about this to him. I'm not going to mention it to him, but I'm going to pick Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's actually going to win this game. Should be entertaining, though. Okay, now we have a couple of things to watch on Sunday. At 1:30 Sunday afternoon, the best thing to watch probably all day Sunday should be this NBA Eastern Conference Final, as we have the Cleveland Cavaliers facing the Boston Celtics in Game 1. Hey, I don't know what to expect in these conference finals. I really don't. Because we didn't expect Boston to get this far. And when we've watched Cleveland all season and we've seen how poorly they have been playing through the regular season, and then all of a sudden, what, they just hit the switch, and all of a sudden, they're all better? I can't tell over in the East if LeBron is just playing so great, or if the rest of the teams in the East aren't very good. It's hard to tell. There are times I really struggle watching that Eastern side, but this should be an entertaining series. On one side, we have the Boston Celtics, a team missing two All-Stars with injuries. They will be, of course, facing the Cleveland Cavaliers, a team that, at least based on what the media tells us, literally only has one player on the floor for 48 straight minutes. So here is my question for this Cleveland versus Boston series. Can the greatest player in the history of mankind somehow beat another mediocre team? I'm not sure how, but according to what the media tells us, the odds are stacked against him. I mean, it's going to be amazing if he somehow does it again. At least that's what they keep telling us. If LeBron gets the Cavaliers to another NBA Finals, do you realize how amazing that will be? Will you beat the Pacers and the Raptors, and if he beats the Celtics, not that amazing? What do you want me to say? Like, should I pretend to be impressed even though I'm not? It's the East. Who cares? I mean, Vegas has the Cavaliers as the favorite coming out of the East, but never mind that. Never mind that. He's an underdog. The Cavs are underdogs. That's what everyone keeps telling us. I'll pick Cleveland in this game because the pressure is going to be on Boston to hold court in their home games. I'll take Cleveland. I think they'll win this series. Finally, we will finish off the weekend with game two of the NHL Eastern Conference Final, the one we talked about just a few minutes ago, with the Washington Capitals facing the Tampa Bay Lightning for the second time. You know, this should be an up and down series, should be a solid way to finish off your weekend. I will take Washington to win game two. I think they'll split these. You know, here's a little advice. When I'm looking at this weekend and I'm looking at what's going on Sunday, nothing really gets going until you have that NBA game at 1:30. Just a little advice. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Take care of mom in the morning. Go get her breakfast. Go do all the stuff you need to do. Get her the flowers, get her the candy, whatever you need to do. Then if you take care of that at breakfast, you can watch the NBA. You can watch the NHL in the afternoon and the evening. Hey, once again, we are in the business of helping people. Hey, coming back, we need to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. Like I said, it is Mother's Day on Sunday. We've got a list coming up, and it is pretty tough to get your name on this list.
Hello, I see you're interested in the Corsa with
mobile connectivity.
Exactly.
And advanced European engineering for a fun dynamic drive.
All for just £149 initial rental, then £149 a month.
Really?
Search Corsa Energy. Vauxhall. British brand since 1903.
Personal contract hire offer on Corsa 3-door energy 1.475 PS in metallic paint. Initial rental £149 plus 47 months at £149. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 9 pence per mile. Subject to availability and status. You will not own the car. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2018. Vauxhall Finance Leasing.
Just a quick reminder that if you've got any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. May's Loot Crate theme is called Role Models. It features items from Arrested Development, Archer, Deadpool, and The Punisher. But if none of those franchises interest you, that's okay. You're going to want to go over to lootcrate.com and check out some of the other franchises, because I'm telling you, they have just about any franchise you can think of. You can order a crate, you can order a subscription of crates, or you can just go order individual items from clothing to things for your house to things for your office. They have a ton of stuff over there. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, make sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order. Sometimes it's good to save a little money wherever you can, but make sure you stop by lootcrate.com. Okay. As we do every single week, we have got to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. Of course, Sunday is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of the great moms that are out there. Hopefully, you get taken care of this weekend by those little heathens that you brought into this world, right? Now, being a mom is tough. It's a tough job. I mean, I'm not going to go all being a mother is the hardest job in the world. I know we hear that sometimes, but I mean, I've seen like steel workers. And you know, like coal miners, changing diapers and making sack lunches, like it's no picnic, but it's not exactly drilling a hole to the center of the earth, is it? But still, I'm not dogging on mothers. Like, I have huge respect for the mothers out there. You do an amazing job of raising and of supporting your children. And we thank you for that. So today, I thought on our Daily Dose Top 5, we would take a look at some of the greatest athletes in the world who also happen to be mothers. Number five. You know, our number five entry is a two-time Olympic gold medalist, a two-time FIFA Women's World Cup champion. She is generally regarded as probably the greatest female soccer player of all time. She played as a forward for the United States Women's National Soccer Team from 87 to 2004. And she actually also played for the very first professional women's soccer league in the United States, where she starred for the Washington Freedom. She played college soccer for the North Carolina Tar Heels team, and she helped win four consecutive Division I women's soccer championship titles. She also led Team USA to three Olympic Games, including 96, 2000, and 2004. She completed her international soccer career, having played in 42 matches and scored 14 goals. Mia Hamm actually held the record for the most international goals scored by a woman or a man until 2013. And you might not realize this. She is also the mother of twin girls with former Boston Red Sox shortstop Nomar Garcia-Parra. Hey, number five on our list of great athletes who also happen to be mothers. Happy Mother's Day to Mia Hamm, who comes in at number five. Our number four entry was actually the first player to be signed in the WNBA. She is a three-time WNBA MVP, and she was named one of the league's top 15 players of all time back in 2011. Cheryl Swoopes has won three Olympic gold medals, and she won four WNBA championships while she played with the Houston Comets. Cheryl Swoopes was elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame back in 2016. And in 2017, she was also inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. Hey, Cheryl Swoopes scored over 2,000 career points, had 500 career rebounds, 300 career assists, and 200 career steals. You want to talk about someone who could do it all on the basketball floor? Cheryl Swoopes just might be that athlete. And she also has one son from a marriage that was to her high school sweetheart. So, our number four entry, happy Mother's Day to Cheryl Swoopes. Moving on to number three. You know, I would put her as a very close kind of 1A and 1B to being the greatest female tennis player of all time. Because she has won 22 Grand Slam singles titles, which puts her second on the list of major wins in female competition since the introduction of the Open era back in 1968. In 1988, she became the first and only tennis player, male or female, to achieve the Golden Slam. She won all four Grand Slam singles titles and won the Olympic gold medal in the same calendar year. She is the only tennis player to have won each Grand Slam tournament at least four times. Like I said, she might be the greatest tennis player ever. It's close. But Steffi Graf was ranked world number one by the World Tennis Association for a record 377 total weeks, the longest period for which any player, male or female, has had the number one ranking. Of course, in 2001, you will remember that Steffi Graf married Andre Agassi and they have two children. So Steffi Graf comes in at number three. Happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Stephanie Graf. Now, at number two, we might have the greatest female basketball player ever. She's a three-time WNBA MVP. She's a four-time Olympic gold medal winner. She was the number seven pick back in 1997, the very first year that the WNBA ever had a draft. She had played her college ball at the University of Southern California and then went on to be named to eight WNBA All-Star games. She won two WNBA championships over her 11-year career with the Los Angeles Sparks before she retired in 2009. Of course, I am talking about Lisa Leslie, who finished her career holding the league records for points with over 6,000 and for rebounds with over 3,000. And you might not realize it, But Lisa Leslie, who is one of the greatest female basketball players ever, she actually married a commercial real estate developer, and they have a daughter that was born in 2007. Again, happy Mother's Day to Lisa Leslie. So coming in at number one, we have who might be the greatest female tennis player ever, and maybe she's in the conversation, greatest female athlete ever. She reached the number one women's tennis ranking for the first time back in 2002. She held the ranking for 186 consecutive weeks, which did tie the record set by Steffi Graf for most consecutive weeks as number one by a female tennis player. In total, Serena Williams has been the number one female tennis player for 319 weeks, which ranks third behind Graf and Martina Navratilova. But Williams holds the most Grand Slam titles in singles, doubles, and mixed doubles combined among active players. Her record of 39 Grand Slam titles puts her third all-time, second in the open era. She's had 23 in singles, she's had 14 in women's doubles, and she's had 2 in mixed doubles. She can do it all on the tennis court. She is the only tennis player in history, male or female, to have won singles titles at least 6 times in 3 of the 4 Grand Slam tournaments, and the only player to have ever won 2 Grand Slams 7 times each. She's won 7 Wimbledons, she's won 7 Australian Opens. She's also the only tennis player to have ever won 10 Grand Slam singles titles in 2 separate decades. Serena Williams won an all-time record of 13 Grand Slam singles titles on hard courts. And in September of 2017, Serena Williams gave birth to her daughter. She actually had to deliver her via C-section because there were some complications there. And now both mom and baby are fine, and Serena is getting back to playing tennis again. This will actually be her very first Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to Serena Williams. Hey, we want to say here on the Daily Dose, thank you to all of the great moms that are out there. We wish you a very happy Mother's Day on Sunday. Is it the toughest job? No, there are tougher jobs out there, like I said, but is it one of the most important and one of the most impactful jobs you can possibly have? No question. And here are 5 of the greatest athletes ever that have managed to add mom to their list of accomplishments as well. Hey, it is Friday. We made it through another week. Next week, we will be back to discuss all of the happenings over the weekend in the world of sports. Hey, I want to thank all of you so much for listening to the Daily Dose every day. I hope that you are enjoying the show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for reaching out. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for subscribing wherever it is that you listen. It is all very, very appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all on Monday. Have a great weekend and happy Mother's Day.
Hello, I see you're interested in the Corsa
with mobile connectivity.
Exactly.
And advanced European engineering for a fun dynamic drive.
All for just £149 initial rental, then £149 a month.
Really?
Search Corsa Energy. Vauxhall. British brand since 1903.
Personal contract hire offer on Corsa 3-door energy 1.475 PS in metallic paint. Initial rental £149 plus 47 months at £149. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 9 pence per mile. Subject to availability and status. You will not own the car. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2018. Vauxhall Finance Leasing.